This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا بربوبيته وإرغاما لمن جحد به وكفر كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المخطئة بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وأحذركم وبال عصيانه ومخالفة أمره فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I encourage myself and you to fear number Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jal, your Lord, states in the Holy Quran, all those who believe, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah, the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you're on the state of Islam. My brothers in Islam, as we are only a few days away from the month of Ramadan, the month of taqwa, the month that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He should be feared, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states in that verse that I mentioned to you before, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you're on the state of Islam. The month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. The month of Ramadan is the month of fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. The month of Ramadan is the month of piety. The month of Ramadan is the month of righteousness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All those who believe, Allah had prescribed upon you fasting the way He did on the previous nations before you, so you could what? So you could acquire taqwa. So you could acquire taqwa. Acquire this taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what type of a fear that Allah azza wa jal wants you to fear Him? The fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of. Not lip service fear. Lip service fear that we say, Ya Allah, I fear you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants practical fear. And what's that practical fear that you fear Allah azza wa jal by obeying Allah and never ever disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's why Allah azza wa jal, He says, Allah had prescribed fasting upon you in the month of Ramadan so you could acquire taqwa. So you could strengthen your taqwa, so you could strengthen your piety, so you could strengthen your righteousness, your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that month of Ramadan, that we're only days away from the month of Ramadan. Next Friday is going to be your last Friday before the month of Ramadan. So 2 Fridays from now is going to be the month of Ramadan. 2 Fridays from now, you'll be fasting in the month of Ramadan. But we want to get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to get and achieve out of the month of Ramadan. And that is not only abstaining away from food and water during the day. Not only that we hunger ourselves and we are thirsty in the month of Ramadan. But it's about acquiring taqwa, increasing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increasing our taqwa, increasing our righteousness, increasing our piety. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states that in the Qur'an al-Kareem, that fasting for you, fasting the month of Ramadan is for you to increase your taqwa, for you to strengthen your taqwa, for you to be more of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or someone who fears Allah Azza wa Jal more. For you to be someone who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, and before the month of Ramadan. That's what taqwa is about. Taqwa is not only that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as many of us think of taqwa, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Taqwa means that you worship Allah and never disobey Allah. You obey Allah and never ever neglect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. That's what taqwa is about. Many Muslims think of taqwa is just about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just about doing good deeds, just about worshipping, just about increasing from the good and righteous deeds. No, taqwa is about you abstaining away from the haram before you initiate more good deeds in your life. So if it's a clash between doing something good and keeping away from the haram, no, keep away from the haram before you start anything good. That's what taqwa is. For that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to him, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Keep away from the haram. You'll be the best worshipper in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep away from the haram. You'll be a muttaqi. You'll be someone who fears Allah Azza wa Jal. You'll be someone who has righteousness and piety. So taqwa is not about the number of prayers that you pray and the number of days that you fast. Taqwa is about you keeping away from haram. Keeping away from the forbidden actions. And that's why the month of Ramadan is that month that trains you up. That month that strengthens you. That month that teaches you to keep away from the haram. But keep away from the haram what? In the month of Ramadan. Then relapse and go back to the haram after the month of Ramadan. No. Taqwa is about you are constantly and always fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And more importantly, after the month of Ramadan. More importantly, after the month of Ramadan. Post Ramadan. What's your taqwa? Post Ramadan, how much are you and how strong are you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you could acquire taqwa. So the month of Ramadan, it's not about you keeping away from food and keeping away from water. It's about you increasing your taqwa. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that whoever does not keep away from the foolish talk and the haram in the month of Ramadan, Allah is not in need of him keeping away from his water and keeping away from his food. If you do not stop haram in the month of Ramadan, Allah is not in need of you to make yourself hungry and thirsty. Allah is not in need of you to keep away from your water and to keep away from your food. What Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to do is that you keep away from the haram. Keep away from the forbidden actions. And when you're going to do that? You're going to do that when the month of Ramadan is announced? No. No, that's wrong. And this is where a lot of us get it wrong. We wait for the month of Ramadan to be announced, and then now we want to stop the haram. No, if you really want to acquire taqwa and get the most out of the month of Ramadan, you need to stop the haram right now. You need to stop the haram right now. You've got less than 10 days to go for the commencement and the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And if you really want to get the most out of the month of Ramadan and you want to be that person that acquires taqwa by fasting in the month of Ramadan and experiencing the month of Ramadan, then you need to stop the haram now. And you know yourself. No one knows you more than yourself. You know the haram that you are involved in. You know the haram that you've been indulging in. You know the haram that you've been committing. You know the sins that you've been sinning and the sins that you've been committing. No one knows you more than yourself. You know the haram that you've been eating. You know the haram that you've been listening to. You know the haram that you've been looking at. You know the haram that you've been grabbing and touching. You know the haram that you've been going to. If you really want to acquire taqwa in the month of Ramadan, you must stop the haram right now. Stop it from now. From today. And you should have stopped the haram from yesterday. That's why, my brothers in Islam, we live the month of Ramadan every single year. And we fast every single year, like everyone else. But we come out of the month of Ramadan as if we did not even experience the month of Ramadan. No taqwa. We did not even increase our piety. Our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal did not even get stronger. We didn't even foster that relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We didn't even strengthen that relationship between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. So we come out of the month of Ramadan the way that we've entered the month of Ramadan, na taqwa. Why? Because we did not even stop the haram. We didn't stop the haram before the month of Ramadan. And then we tried to stop the haram in the month of Ramadan. But then by the end of the month of Ramadan, when the month of Ramadan was over, we went back to the haram. We went back to the haram as if, that's it, the month of Ramadan was something that just went past. A bypasser that just went past. No changes. If you really want to better yourself, if you really want to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, if you really want to get a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to stop the haram right now. Look at yourself. Assess yourself. Look at the haram that you've been committing. Stop it right now, whether it's major or minor. And please, 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 do not deceive yourself and say, is this a major haram or is this a minor haram? Is this a big haram or is this a small haram? As we always do. Some people come up to me and ask me, Sheikh, is smoking, is it a major haram or is it a minor haram? Looking at the opposite gender, is it a major haram or is it a minor haram? Doing this and doing that, is it a major haram or minor haram? Brother, if it's major or minor, at the end of the day, the one that you are disobeying is one. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't look at the size. Don't look at the size of the haram that you are committing. Look at the one that you are disobeying. Look at the one that you are disobeying. At the end of the day, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's minor or major, small or big. Big haram or small haram. The one that you are disobeying at the end of the day is Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deserve to be disobeyed. Your Lord, your Maker, your Creator does not deserve to be disobeyed. And if you really fear Allah Azza wa Jal, you will never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's a big haram or small haram. Minor haram or major haram. Whether it's a big size haram, small size haram. 1 kilogram haram, 1 gram of haram. At the end of the day, you are disobeying Allah. And you shouldn't be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the first place. That's what our scholars taught us. Then look at the size of the haram that you commit. Look at the one that you are disobeying. Allah. I don't want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqu Allah haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. All those who believe, fear Allah the way he should be feared. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he should be feared. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared is that you fear Allah Azza wa Jal in everything. Whether it's a big haram or small haram, major or minor sin, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ramadan, or outside the month of Ramadan, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the day or during the night, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I'm with my friends or I'm alone, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I'm going through hardships or not hardships, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether during tough days or easy days, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he should be feared. That's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared. That's the fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of. And the month of Ramadan teaches you that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jalla should be feared. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So you could acquire taqwa. So you could increase your taqwa. So if there's one thing that you need to prepare yourself for now, for the month of Ramadan, prepare yourself to start keeping away from the haram. Start abstaining away from the haram. Disconnect yourself from the haram. Disconnect yourself from bad habits. How many bad habits that we have in our lives? How many haram which became bad habits in our life that we are still indulged in? That we are still involved in? That we continue to sin? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. How many of us are still watching the haram? How many of us are still involved in the haram? How many of us are still acquiring the wealth in the haram? How many of us are still doing haram? The month of Ramadan is about you increasing your taqwa. But that's not going to happen if you're not going to prepare yourself for it before the month of Ramadan. Don't wait for the month of Ramadan to be announced so you could increase your taqwa. Increase your taqwa from now. Prepare yourself from now. Get yourself ready from now. So when the month of Ramadan starts, you're ready. And that's where you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear that Allah azza wa jalla is deserving of. You only find yourself getting closer to Allah in the month of Ramadan. You only find yourself so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. I was saying the other day, don't aim for the month of Ramadan for you to be forgiven. But aim before the month of Ramadan you are forgiven. So when you enter the month of Ramadan you are really forgiven and you occupy yourself with other things, with other noble, righteous things in the month of Ramadan. Don't just aim, I'm going to repent in the month of Ramadan. No. I am going to repent before the month of Ramadan. I'm going to go into the month of Ramadan and experience the month of Ramadan and I'm already forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already showered me with His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already showered me with His forgiveness. I'm going to enter the month of Ramadan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already forgiven my sins. And in the month of Ramadan, I'm only going to increase from my hasanat. That's what I'm going to do in the month of Ramadan. But if your thought, your objective, that I'm going to wait for the month of Ramadan to start for me to be forgiven, and then the month of Ramadan starts, and then you start preparing yourself to be forgiven, and then by the end of the month of Ramadan, Allah knows if you are forgiven or not, and then the month of Ramadan ends, and here you are, you go back to your old habits. Nothing had happened. The month of Ramadan is about you being a better person after the month of Ramadan than what you were before the month of Ramadan. That's what the month of Ramadan is about. The month of Ramadan is about your condition, your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the month of Ramadan. And that's why if you want to look at yourself, how were you before the month of Ramadan last year and how you became after the month of Ramadan last year, you look at yourself, most of us will say, you know what? I probably didn't even change. I'm the same person as I used to be before last year's Ramadan as I became after last year's Ramadan. Is that what you want to experience this year? That you're going to live another Ramadan in your life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with this great blessing, with this great grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you experience another month, Ramadan in your life. And here you are, you're not even going to get the most out of it. You know, my brothers in Islam, just for you, just by you experiencing another month of Ramadan in your life, that's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Just for you to live and experience 1 second of Ramadan this year, that's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And know for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to live another Ramadan in your life. During the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, three companions embraced Islam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam assigned a senior companion to look after those three companions. So two of those three companions passed away and they died on a battlefield. So they died as shuhada, martyrs. Then the third one, he passed away 1 year after the other two companions who passed away on the battlefield on his bed. So the companion that was looking after him, he saw in his dreams, he saw that the one that passed away 1 year after the other two companions who passed away on the battlefield entered the Jannah before the other two. So he was amazed. He went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I saw this dream that those who died and passed away as martyrs and shuhada on the battlefield entered the Jannah after the one that passed away 1 year after him and he died on his bed. He didn't even die on the battlefield. And usually we've got that perception that the one that dies on the battlefield is a lot more higher, or is a lot more senior, or is a lot more preferable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than those who die on their beds. And that's not right. It's not always the case. Yes, those who die on the battlefield as martyrs, they have a high rank. But it's not always the case. It's only them that they have the highest rank. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to this companion and said to him, "Why are you shocked for? Why are you surprised? Didn't the one that died after him by 1 year, didn't he live an extra year for him to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more? Didn't he live an extra year for him to read the Quran al-Karim more? Didn't he live an extra year for him to pay zakat more?" And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also says to him, "Didn't he live an extra year for him to live and experience another Ramadan in his life?" Subhanallah. One extra Ramadan in the life of this companion made him more higher rank than the other companions who have died on the battlefield. Subhanallah, a great virtue, a great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you just by you living and experiencing another Ramadan in your life. And if you do live to this Ramadan that's coming, to the next Ramadan, that we're on the doors of this Ramadan, we are around the corner from the month of Ramadan, for you just to experience this Ramadan that's coming for 2016. This is another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Why? Because Allah azza wa jalla loves you. Why? Because Allah wants to forgive you. Why? Because Allah wants to have mercy upon you. Allah wants you to get closer to Him. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to increase your taqwa. Why? Because Allah wants to give you the Jannah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elevate your position. But are you prepared for that? Are you ready for that? Yes, yes. No! It's not about lip service here. It's not about what you say with your tongue. Have you really prepared yourself for the month of Ramadan? The answer is most of us did not even prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan. We haven't even prepared anything. The only thing that we are preparing for the month of Ramadan is taking some time off work, and what we're going to eat, and the azayim, and the invitations that we're going to get to, and the people that we're going to invite over, and what we're going to eat on this day, and we're going to hang out at night. That's all we've prepared. That's the conversation and discussions that we've been having. But did you really repent? Did you really keep away from the haram? Did you look at yourself? Did you contemplate and ponder between you and yourself and say, "You know what? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 haram bad habits that I've got in my life that I need to stop them. And I need to stop them now. And now is late. And later is just going to continue to be even more later." That's why, my brothers in Islam, the month of Ramadan, it's not about what you're just going to get in the month of Ramadan. It's the preparation that you prepared yourself before the month of Ramadan. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to prepare himself for the month of Ramadan, so much so that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will fast the month of Sha'ban, the month that we are in right now. The month before the month of Ramadan. It's Sha'ban, then Ramadan. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will fast the entire month, or the vast majority, and the vast majority of days in the month of Sha'ban. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam prepares himself for the month of Ramadan. Preparing himself, and he's the messenger of Allah. He's the one that has the highest level of taqwa. He is to prepare himself for the month of Ramadan in the month of Sha'ban. And he said, "This is a month that a lot of people neglect." Why? Because they want to prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan. And I don't want to be from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at and sees to be someone who's neglecting this month. Preparing himself for Ramadan. And who's that? That's the greatest man that ever stepped foot on the face of this earth. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to prepare himself for the month of Ramadan. One entire month, which is the month of Sha'ban, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will fast the vast majority of that month. That his own wife Aisha says, "I've never seen the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam fast as much as he did fast in the month of Sha'ban." Preparation. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to prepare for the month of Ramadan 6 months before the month of Ramadan. Not 6 days or 6 hours and some of us 6 minutes. Oh, is today Ramadan or not? Did you announce Ramadan or not? Did you see the moon or you didn't see the moon? Is tomorrow Ramadan? Is it a calculation or is it moon sighting? Or is it moon this and is it moon that? Alhamdulillah, everyone now is preparing themselves when the month of Ramadan is going to start. And we become so occupied about when the month of Ramadan is going to start, rather than us occupying ourselves about what are we going to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And that's why, my brothers in Islam, if there's one thing that you need to avoid before the beginning of the month of Ramadan, avoid the debatable issues about the beginning of the month of Ramadan. It's not your job. Just leave it to the mashayikh, let them decide on. And if you want to go with any particular ideology or any particular madhab or any particular opinion, go with it without engaging yourself in any debates. That's it. Subhanallah, we start with the month of Ramadan debating over the beginning of the month of Ramadan. We end the month of Ramadan debating over the end of the month of Ramadan. So we start out with haram, we end it with haram. And then we say, Ya Allah, I don't feel close to you. Of course! Look what he started the month of Ramadan with. Debating over the beginning of the month of Ramadan and debating over the end of the month of Ramadan. Start the month of Ramadan with love, with respect, with unity, with understanding, with tolerating one another. Start at least with this. No, I'm on the haq, he's on the batil. We go with mean sighting, he goes with calculation. Whatever someone goes with, it's not your business. Just keep it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take whatever opinion you want to take. Take whatever opinion you want to take. But don't start the month of Ramadan with debates. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to destroy a nation, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to destroy them with is for them to start debating and arguing with one another. Subhanallah, the month of Ramadan is a month of blessing and unity, not a month of hardship, of disputing with one another, or a month of disunity. Keep away from debates. Keep away from backbiting. Keep away from slandering. Keep away from wrong things. We need to prepare ourselves for this month. That I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear and prepare themselves for this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iri muslimin. Faya fawza al-mustaghfirin astaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran kama amar. Ashkuruhu. Wa huwa alladhi wa'ada al-mazida liman shakar. Wa usalli wa usallimu wa bariku ala al-Nabi al-Mu'tabar wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah. وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers in Islam, once again I do remind myself and remind you of the importance of us preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. It's so important that we continue preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan, not today, from yesterday. Go home today and start thinking about ways of you preparing yourself morally, spiritually, physically, mentally. Prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan. These are sort of things that you need to grasp. These are sort of things that you need to collect in your life and start working on. Start moving towards. And there's less than 10 days for the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, 10 days. What are you going to do 10 days if you at least want to get the most out of each day of the month of Ramadan? Each day of the month of Ramadan needs one full day preparation. One full day. So you've got 30 days of the month of Ramadan, you should have at least prepared yourself 30 days before the month of Ramadan. For each day of the month of Ramadan, prepare one day. For each night of the month of Ramadan, prepare one night. And you only have 10 nights now. 10 days for the month of Ramadan, if not less. For that, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us closer to Him in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repent to Him, a true repentance. Tawbatan nasuha, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Qur'an al-Kareem, a true sincere repentance for the sake of Allah. Ya Allah, here I am. I am your servant, knocking on your gates, seeking your forgiveness, want you to repent, want you to accept my repentance. I am repenting to you. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, have mercy upon me. Ya Allah, don't you ever, ever turn me back. That's what you need to do and prepare yourself from now. This is the month of Ramadan, a blessing, a grace, a mercy, forgiveness, salvation from the hellfire. What more can you ask for? What better can you ask for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you something within 30 days or less, something that you can't even dream of. What are you going to do with all those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in that month? Are you going to just go through that month and go past that month and that's it? Just fast like everyone else and eat like everyone else and come to Taraweeh like everyone else? Or you want to take it to the next level? You want to advance that? You want to take advantage of every single moment of it? Start thinking about it. Start planning from now. But you're going to be held back. you are going to be held back if you continue indulging in the haram. If you do not abstain away and keep away from the wrongdoings, from the haram, from the bad habits, then I'm telling you, you're not going to go too far in the month of Ramadan. That's why you never go too far in the month of Ramadan, because you are still held back with all the haram that you're involved in, with all the haram that you're engaged with all the haram that you're indulged in. Abstain away, free yourself from the haram, so you could free yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Free yourself from the haram, so you could free yourself to your Lord Allah Almighty. Disconnect from the haram, so you could connect yourself to Allah, because you will never ever connect yourself with Allah Azza wa Jal when you are connected to the haram. It will never happen. You can't. You can't have two hands. One hand you want to connect to Allah, the other hand you want to connect to the haram. It doesn't happen. You can't connect to darkness and light at the same time. You can't have two foot, one foot in the hellfire, one foot in the paradise. Doesn't happen. So if you want to be with Allah Azza wa Jal, you need to disconnect yourself from the haram. You want to get the most out of the month of Ramadan, you need to disconnect yourself from the haram before the month of Ramadan. If you want Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you, you need to repent before that. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy upon you, you need to have mercy upon yourself by you disconnecting yourself from the haram. That's what the month of Ramadan is about. And my brothers in Islam, I do announce to every single one of you that during the month of Ramadan, we'll be operating three centers. The UMA will be operating three centers. This center, UMA Riverwood, Parry Park National Sports Club, and Greenacre Public School. Three centers, inshallah, we will be operating during the month of Ramadan. And in those three centers, we'll be praying Salat al-Isha every single night at 7 o'clock, regardless what the time of Salat al-Isha is. Every single night. At a set time, 7 o'clock, every single night. And every night, we'll be praying Salat al-Isha at Taraweeh, and a short reminder in between Salat al-Taraweeh of about 12 minutes to 15 minutes in English. All brothers, their family and their children are all welcome, except your Ansar children. Your Ansar children, keep them at home. They're not welcome. I'm telling you from now. If you're going to have a child or a kid, a boy or a girl that's going to be running around and crying during the time of Taraweeh, keep them at home. And it's better for you to stay at home with them, inshallah you get more rewards, than you bringing them to the center and then them crying and distracting about 200-300 people. Your wives are also welcome. Your sisters are also welcome. But the most convenient place in which has a lot more space for sisters to be at is Parry Park. So we have a small room at the back for the sisters, and we have a small room at Greenacre Public School. But Parry Park has a big and a big size area for sisters, inshallah, for them to pray Salat Taraweeh. So inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, once again, we will be operating three centers. Three centers, UMA Riverwood, National Sports Club Parry Park, and Greenacre Public School. Three of them, starting Salat al-Isha at 7 p.m. And don't forget to take your UMA Ramadan calendar before you guys got all the details of all the different programs and venues that we'll be operating during the month of Ramadan. And also, Ikhwani, the month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. And a lot of people want to pay their zakat in the month of Ramadan. If you want to pay your zakat before the month of Ramadan, which is also a good opportunity, we are taking zakat money. And we use the zakat money to fund brothers to go and study overseas, for them to come back as imams and scholars to teach your children or my children. So this is the zakat project that we've got. Inshallah, we're also collecting zakat before the month of Ramadan and in the month of Ramadan. And finally, don't forget, after the month of Ramadan, if you want to be steadfast and continue being in the right environment and surround yourself with the right people, we've got the post Ramadan, you and my brotherhood camp, inshallah, if you want to register and buy tickets from now.